Welcome to the May edition of This Month in Digital Money, where we at the Digital Euro Association give you an update on the latest developments in digital money and financial innovation. I'm Anne-Sophie and I'm joined by Tamara as we dive into the key events that unfolded in May 2025, from regulatory momentum, state versus private innovation, and social impact. Let's dive in. We start with the UK, where crypto once again took center stage. Nigel Farage, never one to shy away from bold proclamations, called for the UK to become a global crypto hub. And while some may roll their eyes, this came in the same month as the FCA's finalization of rules for fiat-backed stablecoins under the Financial Services and Markets Act. These rules clarify how stablecoins should be issued and regulated, especially with regard to reserve backing, redemption rights, and oversight. This marks a significant step toward legitimizing stablecoins as part of the UK's regulated financial infrastructure. Meanwhile, Hong Kong also made headlines, passing its own stablecoin bill in May and establishing a licensing regime for fiat reference stablecoin issuers. This move positions Hong Kong as a forward-thinking hub for digital assets, ensuring that stablecoin issuers adhere to stringent requirements, including reserve asset management and redemption protocols as well. Together, these moves indicate growing regulatory recognition of stablecoins from two very different but influential jurisdictions. And this regulatory momentum is matched by market performance. Tether's market cap continues to climb, hitting new records this month. This might seem surprising given its limited use in Europe, where it has faced delistings due to MiCA compliance. Zooming in on Europe, it is worth asking, how do international regimes, such as those of the UK and Hong Kong, differ from MiCA? Well, one marked contrast lies in strategic intent. While MiCA lays down comprehensive rules for stablecoin issuance and oversight, the EU's clear preference appears to remain the digital euro. The EU is seeking to actively foster innovation through initiatives like the Digital Euro Innovation Platform, which just launched in May. This should facilitate collaboration with private sector participants to explore, prototype, and co-create the next generation of digital money in the context of central bank-driven infrastructure. A collaborative approach therefore signals Europe's willingness to embrace innovation, but on its own terms, with public purpose and sovereignty in mind. But the EU isn't the only jurisdiction betting on CBDCs. Switzerland is showing it's equally serious about bringing CBDCs into real-world use.
So its CBDC success triggers global tokenization gold rush. Big news from Switzerland is shaking up the world of digital money. Switzerland's CBDC has shown just how powerful tokenization can be, and now other countries want in. The World Federation of Exchanges just released a paper saying Switzerland's project could help more countries starting using tokenized money. In fact, this success is already inspiring new projects in Europe, the UK, Brazil, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. So what happened in Switzerland? Their digital exchange, SDEX, tried out using CBDC tokens. It worked well. In just 6 months, they helped companies issue 6 new bonds. That's a big deal because it shows tokenized money can make buying and selling safer and faster. The only downside? Things have slowed down since then, with just one more bond since mid-2024. But the big picture is clear. What started as an experiment is now turning into a real service. The Swiss project also shows that strong rules and good security make tokenized money safe to use and can help countries work together more closely. So as more countries watch Switzerland's success, we might be seeing the start of a global rush to adopt CBDC tokenization. Ripple pledged $25 million US dollars to support US classrooms and teachers. Ripple announced a $25 million US dollars commitment to leading education nonprofits Donors Choose and Teach for America. This funding will equip young Americans and educators alike with the resources needed to improve academic outcomes, building economic resilience, and thrive in a rapidly evolving job market. Donors Choose and Teach for America will accept the majority of the $25 million US dollars grant in Ripple USD, Ripple's US dollar-backed stablecoin. Stablecoins are quickly emerging as a practical method for disbursing funds, becoming the most widely used type of crypto-enabled payment mechanism and representing over half of all on-chain transactions volume in recent months, according to Chainalysis data. As crypto-enabled payments become more prevalent, the ability for charitable organizations to utilize these technologies directly within their own networks through platforms such as the Giving Block will become increasingly valuable. Ripple's commitment to financial literacy and education builds on its broader mission to drive meaningful impact through philanthropy and crypto-enabled solutions. Since 2018, Ripple has contributed over $200 million to global initiatives.
That's all for this month in Digital Money. Thank you for listening. And if you want to keep up with everything we're doing at the Digital Euro Association, from podcasts and events to our latest publications, be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our channels. See you next month.